100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, Jordan.
Jordan just realized one thing, sir. A, I'm back. I made it. Thank you for holding the fort down.
Wait a second.
Whopping 30 minutes.
Wait a second.
Come on.
You're the intern. Remember?
No. I did not lose memory.
And I remember what the name of the, it was called Overboard.
Overboard, really? Overboard with Jordan Kleber. No. 12 to 3 weekdays, is that what it's called?
No. I said the name of the movie was Overboard.
Oh, from yes, the movie, yes. Got you. I did make it.
You were in and out.
Tingly and hurty, but I realized over-the-ear headsets don't work today. This is not a fashion or a trend thing I'm doing. This is so I don't yell. But
you yelled when you put on your headsets.
I was not expecting. Yeah, it's still a little sensitive, but all good.
Glad you're back.
Thank you. Appreciate it. How did the Graf do? How is Graf? I mean, when I last spoke with the Graf, he was vacationing. I saw a picture of feet, sand, gorgeous emerald water.
He was just happy that his soccer club was in.
Speaking of, oh my, a bit of controversy. Yeah, bit of controversy. You know, you would be that guy. Would you? Please tell me you're not that guy.
Lasergate.
We'll touch on that here in a quick bit. What's up, everyone? It is July 8th. It is a Thursday. Jordan, can you believe we actually got to Thursday here?
I know. Week's gone by fast. I like not having to work on Mondays.
Are you ready?
I am ready.
Next Thursday is the 15th. The Thursday after that's the 22nd. And the Thursday after that?
Training.
I think it's practice day number one for your New Orleans Saints. Still waiting for the official date, but it's the final week of July. I know that for a fact. Normally in the past, right, report date has been Wednesday. First practice has been Thursday, which means Jordan Kleber, 3 weeks from today, we would be opening the show with Saints practice news.
And sound.
Yeah, I mean, right? I mean, honestly, does that excite you a little bit? Come on. Let's have some fun with this today. We got a bunch of topics. You're going to talk to Sir Lawrence of the Holder.
Lists.
Coming up at 12:30. Yes, he's doing his two-part lists, top 20 positions, or I guess ranking of all of the players on the roster.
And they're also, the Athletics also doing like a top 100.
Yeah, well, he did 20 to 10 and then 10 to 1. Right, which is what he released today. So I'm interested in who's number one and where he has it. And one other question I'm going to ask him. During this process of ranking your top 20 players on the roster, does he feel the same as he has in the past? Like, does he think this roster is as talented as it has been in the past, Jordan? I want to ask him that here at 12:30. Touch them all. Timmy Grubbs at 105. We'll touch on some baseball news. Finally, Jordan, this is not a good thing. But, and I'm not going to claim the Elgato curse here, okay? I don't think I had anything to do with this.
You probably did.
But I will say, the Cubs threw a no-hitter. You remember that?
Again?
No. Remember when the Cubs threw a no-hitter?
Oh, against the Dodgers?
Yeah, exactly. I enjoy that day. I think we had Ed on. I made fun of Graf. Had a blast, actually. Do you know that last night was the first time they won in 12 games since the no-hitter?
The Cubs?
They went on an 11-game losing.
That has to be some type of record.
Well, it's never, yeah. I don't think it's ever happened. Like, after a no-hitter to lose 11 straight games. Yes. I'm not saying I had anything to do with this, but maybe next time something like that happens, I maybe shouldn't celebrate as much. What do you think? Because after that no-hitter, the Dodgers went on to win the series, and then they went on to lose 11 games of roll, your Chicago Cubs. Jordan. Maybe the curse on my side felt a little slighted since you had basically cursed the Pelican season. You single-handedly doomed the season, by the way.
Whatever.
Yeah. It's easier for me to go with that approach than, you know, I don't know. Bad coaching, bad management, bad play by players. I'd rather just say, you did it.
You said bad play by play?
Bad players.
Oh, I thought you said bad.
Bad play by players.
Okay.
Bad play by players.
I thought you were throwing Todd under the bus.
No,
there.
No.
It's like, whoa.
No, he did. Well, I mean, look, he was great. I mean, there was legit surprise in his voice when a member of the backcourt knocked down a three. Game two of the NBA Finals is tonight. Who you got, Jordan? It's a question of the day. Very simple. Very simple. Who do you got tonight? Do you think Milwaukee could come back and win? We're going to talk a little bit about this next segment here as well and break it down. I got some thoughts as to what I think I think we'll see in game two, right? So we'll touch on all of that. Plus, apparently a brand new segment, Jordan.
Do you want to
do it next segment?
We'll just throw it in there. I mean, next segment is usually
really
the lead.
It's not segment. It's more of a brand new. You know what? Let's just do it now.
Whatever.
You want to do it now?
We can do it now.
It's more of a, I wouldn't even call it a segment. It's more of a brand new update. Would you go with that?
It's an update.
An update.
It's
an update.
No one's ever happy anymore, you know?
I said that. I said, is anyone happy? Is anyone happy? You got a Patriots receiver. You have the Kings Bagley yesterday. Well, you know what? On today's edition of I'm Unhappy as a Pro Athlete, Jordan Kleberg, who steps into that circle today?
Who's unhappy today?
Yes. Who is it?
Kelly Oubre. Future with the Warriors seems dim.
Oh. What did he do?
With his comments yesterday.
What did he comment? What did he say? Because Bagley liked a post about him leaving the Kings, and then he went on Twitter and social media and said, I can like who I want, I can like what I want, and I can say what I want.
He says, I don't even want to speak and elaborate on much on that situation, Oubre said, but all I'll tell you is it put a fire in my heart. It added more fuel to the fire.
There it is.
And it was, Oubre didn't like the idea of coming off the bench.
Oh.
And his feelings were no different Tuesday during a guest appearance on Chris Haynes.
Yep.
Posted up podcast.
No bench. No bench for me. Jordan, did you know this, that in the NBA, everybody thinks they're a max player? Did you know that everybody thinks that they are the man?
The man.
Everything should be run through them. And quite honestly, how dare we? As a matter of fact,
dare I not start?
Let me recue this because I'm going to continue. I got one today as well.
Who's not happy today?
Continuing on who's unhappy today, Kyle Kuzma, come on down. Apparently you think you're a 25-point game per game.
I saw that.
You're an all-star player. The only thing keeping you from it, apparently, your words, an inconsistent role, a.k.a. LeBron.
LeBron.
This is LeBron. I sent this to Travis. I cannot read back what Travis sent me back.
Don't they want to trade him for Kemba Walker?
Well, he was originally part of the Godfather trade. LeBron showed up to L.A. and said, I don't want anybody on this team. Y'all take him. Just give me AD. Kyle Kuzma believes he's capable of averaging 25 points per game and reaching all-star status. Quote, I definitely can. I definitely believe that, too. I don't really care what nobody thinks or says. I know myself, and I know my ability. It's hard to be consistent in an inconsistent role. Last year, he famously had, a good game, and he compared himself to Jesus. Yeah.
He said, Jesus couldn't guard me.
Jesus could not guard. You're right. He didn't compare himself to Jesus. He actually said Jesus could not stop him from dropping 25 a game.
Unbelievable.
Kuzma versus Jesus Christo. The man walked on water, multiplied, fish and bread, right?
Better
wine
into thousands.
Water. Can't guard Kyle Kuzma, though. Came back from the dead. Cannot guard Kyle Kuzma. I just want you to think about that. let a whole, revolution, sort of a thing. People believe, you die, you live, but cannot guard Kyle Kuzma.
Turned into a burning bush.
Yeah. Well, no, that was before him. That was his dad.
Yes.
That was God.
Yeah, that was God.
Yeah. That was a little before the time.
Yeah, the person who was three people.
Yeah. Yes. You're absolutely right. Yeah. Can't guard Kyle Kuzma, though. Are you really just happy? I mean, is there anybody else that's not happy today? Anybody else not
well,
happy today?
Whenever I see someone saying that they're unhappy,
yeah,
we will play this.
This is it. So if you guys out there in the Twitterverse see that anyone else is unhappy, we haven't addressed it yet, please feel free, and we have this ready to go on the latest update of who's unhappy.
Who's unhappy today?
Who's unhappy today? You know? Here's a good thing. At least we're not playing this and referencing a member of your New Orleans Saints.
I'm sure that.
No, I mean, in all honesty, right? I mean, like, there at least is some good chemistry and, like, you know, at least there seem to be people happy. Even people that don't have, like, contract, like Lattimore out there going, I ain't happy. Has he?
Didn't he?
Remember no, I don't
two seasons
has.
Ago?
I'm talking about this offseason. I don't think anybody has said that this offseason, huh?
Well, we'll let you know.
I can't think. Well, no, we're not going to let you know. I mean, I don't think I've heard that. As a matter of fact, last week, Ryan Ramczyk, how would you describe his face in the picture that the Saints tweeted when he was signing his new contract?
That would be the look on my face as well.
He was happy. Yes, he was very happy. You know who's unhappy? The Denmark goalkeeper, Kasper Schmeichel. Right?
Schmeichel? Well, he has a reason to be unhappy.
Okay, so apparently, so yesterday England won, and it was a very controversial coach, Kenny Farrell of your New Orleans Jesters, will join us at 1:30. Big game for him this weekend, by the way. They win, they're in. Postseason. Head coach Nate Osborne, by the way, 1:15 of your New Orleans Good. Did you see he had a little feature, he had a little package over on Fox 8 yesterday. Huh? Can't wait to talk to him. Expert coaching technique, by the way, there. You saw that? Grabbing the dummy and the pads.
I'm going to ask him if he was just putting on for the camera.
You think he was just doing
that?
Like, he was all smiles, wasn't he?
The lights are on.
I screenshotted that and sent it to him. So we're going to talk to him. But at 1:30, we'll ask Kenny about this because, obviously, you know, he's paying attention. But, I mean, there it is. Like, at ESPN FC, for football club, it's a clear photo of a green laser in the keeper's right cheek. Okay? So, that is being talked about. He originally stopped the penalty kick on a controversial foul in the penalty box that produced the penalty kick. A lot of people wonder if that should have been or not. But it was. So here's the penalty kick. Late in the match. Kicks it. Blocks it. On the rebound, he gets it in, though. And England scores. UEFA has opened proceedings against England for the lighting of fireworks, also, by the way, by their supporters and disturbances caused by fans during the Denmark national anthem. You said this yesterday during the game.
Yeah.
This is apparently a new trend or something. I know. What is this? I mean,
I don't know why people are disrespecting the other people's national anthem.
Everybody's disrespecting national anthems now. In a statement, UEFA said disciplinary proceedings have opened following the UEFA Euro 2020 semifinal match between England and Denmark. 2-1 was your final. Played on July 7th at Wembley Stadium. The laser incident is latest controversy in that game. Again, as I mentioned, with the...
play through it.
So you don't think that was a penalty? Or you talking about the laser? Play through it. Well, it's not in his eye.
Yeah, well, yeah. Because it was his cheek. You mm-hmm. wouldn't even know it was on you.
Right.
I should have brought one of my. I have a laser that's just in
Please
a random drawer. I was going to do that, and I was going to shine
don't
it.
Don't do that.
See if it would distract you during the show.
No, you can't do that. You can't do that. No lasers.
So I'll give you LASIX.
Anyway, it did come when literally England won the game. I saw some people on Twitter say Denmark should move on and England should be eliminated. I don't think that's fair, but what penalty, like, what can UEFA do? Start him shorthanded next match? I mean, I don't know what you can. It doesn't say in the story at all as to what they would
punishment
do.
Would be. Yeah,
yeah, I don't know. But
well.
Anyway, final Sunday, so we'll check that out. You want to watch it together?
We can if you want.
Yeah, okay.
Did you see Finn McCool's?
Yeah, you got to get there like at 8
yeah.
for the 1:30 kickoff there. Maybe. maybe even sooner. I tried that 1 year. It didn't go that well. No, in terms of like, you know, we got there like an hour before.
Yeah. Oh.
You got no shot.
Yeah.
No shot of walking in. Coming up next, we'll touch on the NBA Finals. It's our question of the day. One of them that we'll throw out there for sure. What do you think? Who you got tonight and why? Can the Bucks tie this series? Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
No matter the season, there is always work to do. What's better than the legendary power and performance of Husqvarna to help make the toughest jobs easy on you? The full range of genuine Husqvarna parts and accessories add versatility, increase performance, and provide protection for your equipment, helping you tackle any task in every season. There's never been a better time to choose Husqvarna. See the full lineup of Husqvarna products and accessories at Southern Trailer Works in Shreveport, between Houma and Thibodeau, or online at southerntrailerworks.com.
Offshore workers are among the most important members of the Gulf Coast workforce. When a person working offshore or on a vessel is injured, the effects on their family can be devastating. At the King Firm, we are proud to have experience with these types of cases and make it a priority to see that our clients receive just compensation and are treated fairly. If you've been injured, don't play the game of claims with the insurance companies. Ring the King at 504-909-KING or 888-241-8766.
If you put a stack of $100 bills and a piece of wood in front of a Formosan termite, what would it eat? Both. They're swarming here and they're hungry. Call Terminex and local experts Dan and Billy Foster, the Bayou Boys. They can treat your home and save you thousands of dollars in damage. Don't let Formosan termites eat you out of house and home. Call Terminex today.
So call those Bayou Boys. They'll get you Terminex tough.
Archie Manning here for Thibodeau Regional. In the Manning household, we're pretty serious about sports. And just like the team at the Sports Medicine Center of Thibodeau Regional, we're also very serious about sports safety. As the region's leader and first comprehensive sports medicine program, they've been in the game longer with certified athletic trainers, fellowship-trained sports medicine physicians, and neuro-sports-trained experts. So play hard, play to win, but play it safe with the Sports Medicine Center of Thibodeau Regional.
Got a hot take?
Everybody listen up.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003.
Answer that phone.
Or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA. Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Man, oh man. Boy, y'all might want to stick around at 1245 when we do top stories. Jordan's unhappy again about something. You've been unhappy a lot this week. Now you're unhappy? It's a logo.
Yeah.
It's a logo.
I could have created a better logo.
I don't think you could.
Did you not see the logo that I sent you a few weeks ago that I was making? Okay. Way more that went into that logo than this one.
You know what? Whatever. I don't think it's something to be upset about.
Time now for The Lead. The Lead. The Lead. The Lead. Here's what's topping our headlines on the Sports Hangover.
Phoenix Suns look to take a 2-0 controlling lead of the NBA Finals. Game 2 tonight on ESPN. Of course, you can hear it here on ESPN New Orleans. 4.5-point favorite, Mr. Kleber, are the Suns over the Bucks. Let's just quickly...
It would change. It was 5.
Let's just quickly go back. What stood out to you in that game? Like, what... I said yesterday... We talked about game one. Giannis came out and played like an MVP in the first quarter. Mm-hmm. I mean, he played as well as you could, especially coming off that. He played really well. And I actually used it as a point of, remember a week before that, I was saying, can you make the case an argument that maybe Ja should have been the pick for the Pels? And it has nothing to do with whether or not I think Zion's good or not. I'm just saying, in today's NBA, having a dynamic point guard or score in the backcourt, by virtue perhaps of having the ball more, ability to shoot the three in a game that's very three-dominated, distribute and get everybody else involved, might be more valuable and easier to build around, right? And then we listed yesterday some of the Western Conference point guards, and when you think of their teams, they're probably front and center, too. It We brought up Shaq, who was a finals MVP, I think twice or once during the Lakers three-peat. But he didn't reach his potential, per se, until Kobe kind of arrived to his level. I mean, so do you sort of need that, you know? I mean, I guess what I'm trying to get to is I think Giannis could dominate and do what more. I don't know if the Bucks can win if they're, here we go, backcourt can't match the Suns' backcourt.
Yeah.
It's something I've said all season long when it came to the Pels. B.I. can do this great.
I mean, they're guards.
Zion can drive
the
lane.
The Suns'
great.
Guards.
But when your backcourt goes like 3 for 45 from three and can't score, when your shooting guard doesn't give you 10 points, when your point guard doesn't give you 10 points consistently.
And Drew Holiday putting up 10 points? I mean,
I'm talking about the Pels. Yeah, so I'm saying you can't. To your point, Drew Holiday's got to be a 20-plus point, right? I mean, something like that. So
Chris Middleton's putting in his work. He's carrying his side of the...
If Chris Middleton doesn't play the way he does, they lose by 30, right? And that's my point. Giannis played a great game. They lose by 30 if Middleton doesn't put up his 29. And I think that's the thing that sort of stands out to me. Now, the Suns had everything going. Right? So I'm looking at game two as the Suns were literally in an incredible rhythm. Anything and everything they did, everyone was in sync. And Jordan, what does the Graf and John DeShazer say all the time? To make or miss league. They didn't miss many shots. Cam Johnson didn't miss wide open 12 footers. You know, Cameron Payne was going right off the glass. I mean, they didn't miss many shots. If there was a three that was open, it went in. DeAndre Ayton played well. Like, everyone played well. I'm just going by odds. Chances are it may not go that well. So, and again, you would think maybe Drew has a more offensive game. Maybe another player or two in the Bucks kind of helps out. I expect this to be a close game, if not even a win by Milwaukee, to be honest with you. I still think the Suns win the series, but I've said it in six, I thought. And I don't know. I don't know why today I'm just going, man, everything that could go well for Phoenix did. And there were a stretch even in that latter part of that fourth quarter. Milwaukee almost, they got down to 9 or 7 or something like that, right? I mean, I wouldn't be surprised, right? I wouldn't be surprised. I think that's a fair number. And you said it was 5, so it came down a half point. But that's kind of what stood out to me. When you look back at game one to now, what do you view?
Well, game one to now is just, like you're saying, Giannis, I mean, he's a great player, don't get me wrong. But, you know, this is Ayton's first run in the NBA playoffs. And you could see if he just puts in a little bit above average type of play, I mean, you kind of just equal out what your big man could do, like, on both sides of the ball. So I feel
so
like...
So you think Ayton almost cancels out Giannis?
Yes. To a certain extent.
Giannis had 20 points, Ayton had 22.
To the stat line side of things.
Right.
I don't know if, like, bringing motivation...
It's a fair statement, because if your center in Phoenix gives you 22 and 19 rebounds.
Yeah.
See, again... This is why y'all may think I'm just, and I've been getting some, you know, from some Twitter people. Why you hate Zion? I don't. I'm just saying, before I start saying I'm unhappy and all this other stuff, there's a lot of game that needs to improve here. Shaq, don't take my words for it. It's not just me. Shaq, there's no reason Zion should step on the court and not get 10. DeAndre Ayton, 19 rebounds and 22 points.
Giannis isn't changing the game for the Milwaukee Bucks.
That's what I was going to say. Here's what's crazy.
But Devin Booker and Chris Paul
are. But you know, Giannis had 20 points and 17 rebounds. That's what I'm getting at. Your big canceled his, maybe any other night, Jordan, any other night.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, 20 and 17 is an unbelievable stat line for a guy coming back from injury and haven't played in a week.
Oh, yeah. I mean, right? His performance was amazing. Yeah.
If DeAndre Ayton gives you 12 and 6, I think Milwaukee might be in that game a little more. I don't know if they win it, but
they're in the game a little bit more. But At the same time, it's not like, oh, they win that game flat out.
You had a trio of players play very well for Phoenix. I mean, Booker played well. Chris Paul played incredible, right? Ayton played really well. Middleton and Giannis showed up.
Drew Holiday didn't.
10 points. 414, 0-3.
But if you're Giannis, you need to be scoring like 30-plus points.
So you think he need... Well, that's, again, to my point that I was talking about with Zion Ojami. At that position, and we've seen Zion be able to put up 30. And the Pels normally sort of win when that happens. To your point, Giannis needs to go for what, 30 tonight? Or more?
30-plus.
I agree. I think Drew will hit 1-3 at least. I don't think he goes 0-4.
Yeah, Drew needs to have a big bounce back game, put up 20.
Here's the other thing. If you're not scoring, then you got to help kind of shut somebody down, huh? I don't know why I feel like the Bucks are going to make this a close game today. I don't view this
make or break
as a blowout.
Make or break for not make or break for the Suns per se, but just a make or break game for the series.
You know what's interesting, and Chris said it afterwards, that this is always the most important game. Because think of how you feel after that game, right? The Suns just look like the better team. Mm-hmm. Everyone, fire Budenhoser, you know, he doesn't know how to make adjustments, et cetera, right? If Milwaukee wins tonight, they go home from game three. What if they win? They're up 2-1. Yeah. How quickly do you, and that's why it is by the game, and that's why, let's see, after 3-4 games where you at, because things can sort of change. Again, my feeling today on Thursday is that everything went right for Phoenix. And there were two parts in that game. I mean, the first quarter wasn't a blowout. I mean, that halftime.
But Phoenix has shooters.
But I don't know. But what I'm saying is for most of that game, Milwaukee was hanging in there. And everything went right. And Drew was nowhere to be found from beyond the arc, right? And Giannis was coming back from injury. So I'm just saying, I think Phoenix wins, but I would not be surprised. Just based on that, I think Milwaukee still is a very good team. And again, everything went right for Phoenix. You know, I don't know. Here's Cassidy Hubbard saying that the Bucks didn't feel too well after that first game.
They feel like they are a great defensive team, and that's what they hang their hat on. And they felt like they were predictable in game one. And, you know, Drew Holiday in particular, whether he was disappointed in himself or disappointed in how, you know, their game plan defensively, he said, we can't give them a steady dose of the same defense. I'm getting a sense we're still going to see some switching, but, you know, I think we're going to see more soft switching, maybe not 1-5. See more Drew Holiday, PJ Tucker run through screens because that's what they can do. Muck it up defense, which we saw with the Clippers. So their point is we have to make it uncomfortable for a 36-year-old Chris Paul out there. We can't let him be just the maestro and then have that drop back defense.
You know what I mean?
I mean Drew Holiday. I mean if I were Drew Holiday, yeah, be focused on the defense side of the ball, but you better get your butt back on the offensive side of the ball and put up some more points.
Brian Windhorst, the Kings head scribe, talks about on one of those matchups everyone was talking about, and I thought Jay Williams did a good job at halftime pointing out how they were absolutely attacking Brook Lopez, right? CP3 for sure. I wonder what happens tonight. Does Lopez go back up to the top to try to do that? Because that's normal what you do. You put a massive individual in front of a point guard and try to distract him. His vision, his shot-making ability. Chris Paul actually looked forward to it.
The Bucks were the number one defensive team in the playoffs coming into the finals. They were able to survive all of those onslaughts in the Eastern Conference with Brook Lopez in there. But Chris Paul is such a different animal, and Chris Paul is going to hunt him and hunt him and hunt him. You know, he is going to force Brook Lopez into an uncomfortable situation.
Right?
Yeah, I would not find it very smart for the Bucks to put Brook Lopez on Chris Paul because he will blow right past him.
You think so?
I know so.
All right. By the way, I'll save it for top stories. This date in history, 11 years ago. I'll save it for top stories. I'll save it for top stories.
I have it on there.
Well, good. I'm glad you said that. Imagine that. How about we take the break and we come back? Sir Lawrence of the Holder for the Athletic, 10 through 1, right? Ranking the roster of your New Orleans Saints. I just have like one main overall question. Does he think when he did this, did he feel the same as he has perhaps in the last several years in terms of talent? Does he think this roster is as talented as previous seasons? Of course, sans quarterback. I get that. But other than QB, we'll get his answer when we come back. We're your home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN New Orleans.
You have a pest control problem? Roundtree's Pest Control and Supplies has an experienced staff that can guide you with the products to use yourself for your home or business. They carry a full line of professional products for termites, mosquitoes, ants, wasps, fleas, bed bugs, mice and rats, or any other pest control needs you may have. That's Roundtree's Pest Control and Supplies. Call 985-475-3314. That's Roundtree's Pest Control and Supplies.
Basketball fans, watch the NBA Finals live with YouTube TV. Get live TV from 85-plus top channels, including ABC, ESPN, Disney, and Nat Geo. Watch the live sports, local news, and shows you love with unlimited DVR storage included. YouTube TV brings crystal clear HD live TV streaming to all your favorite devices. No cable boxes, no long-term contracts. Set up in minutes. Find out more at YouTubeTV.com. YouTube TV. Try it free. Terms apply.
Flu season is here, and with COVID-19, it's more important than ever to be sure you and your family are protected. To help, Total Urgent Care in Cutoff is now offering flu shots. Our fight against COVID-19 also continues with rapid testing and a commitment to stringent stop the spread safety protocols. Total Urgent Care in Cutoff, open 7 days a week, now with flu shots. Walk in or schedule online at mytotalurgentcare.com.
So the dream was to build your very own law practice, be your own boss, call all the shots. But have things like billing, HR, timekeeping, and all the other management stuff turned your dream into a nightmare? Take charge of your practice with Lexicon. We're the intersection of practice management software and legal support services for your firm. You'll get more billable and livable hours back. Lexicon marks the spot for all your practice management needs. Visit lexiconservices.com/intersection to get the whole story or schedule a demo.
Can we talk?
Talk sports.
Real sports.
Give us a hot spoonful of your opinion.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
3 weeks from today, I'm pretty sure I think practice number one will be in the books. Training camp 2021, Larry Holder, The Athletic, covers the Saints, LSU, and everything else that he feels like doing because he's that special. Larry, how are you today, sir?
Gus, you know, that might be the first time in our long, long friendship that you've called me special. And that is special. That's a special Sports Hangover moment, my friend.
I thought you were going to say that I was actually accurate in saying that you can do whatever you want because you're that special.
Well, I'm pretty close to doing that, too. But let's not go all the way there. I'll just take being special.
I know we're waiting officially for the dates, but I know it's the last week of July, and in the past, Larry, it has been, what, Wednesday, the report, and Thursday would be the first day of practice normally. And if that's the case, regardless, we're 3 weeks away from the final week of July. Are you excited about the fact that it feels different, right? Because for the last several years, it's almost been like stay healthy, and there's a bunch of expectations. I think this year there's expectation levels that vary. And at the same time, a ton of true, legit storylines to cover.
Yeah, first off, it's going to feel different just because it'll be more normal than what we're accustomed to. There'll be more media at practices. Fans will be at practices, barring rain, of course, when they go indoors. It's just, you know, that's just the way it is here in Metairie. But there's no question, how long have you and me covered training camp?
Yeah,
And it could become kind of dog days when you're doing it. But to me, I haven't been more intrigued with training camp practice than I will be this offseason in a long, 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 long time. Because while we've had other storylines to follow in the past, we all know the major storyline. That's a league-wide storyline about Jameis Winston or Taysom Hill replacing Drew Brees. But, I mean, there are question marks all over the map. And to me, I honestly think it's probably a refreshing thing for people like Sean Payton, people like Dennis Allen. It's like a new challenge, and you get kind of geeked up for that as a coach to see what you can make of it. So, look, I'm with you. Like, I'm actually looking forward to baking in the sun and watching football. I'm more so than I have been in quite a while.
And I think a lot of it is because, and I keep using this phrase, I know you've heard me say it to me, this is a potential playoff team. And I say that because I still have some myths. I don't know about the quarterback position. There's potential and there's theories and there's things that you can go back and forth. And, you know, is the offensive line going to stay healthy? Is Ruiz, who said, I'm focusing on, there's just a lot of ifs. And we haven't even got to the defensive side. Who replaces Trey Hendrickson's sacks? I mean, there's just a lot of ifs for me. Who's this number two corner and all that stuff? Potentially, though, I think they can be a playoff team. When you did the rankings of players on the roster, here's my big question to you. Did you feel when you did that this roster is as talented as it has been the past several seasons?
No, it's just not. But that doesn't mean it's not a talented roster. You could still have, when you look at, say, the players in the top 10, you still got Pro Bowl, All-Pro caliber players. You know, you could just go, no matter how you rank them, I mean, you feel real good probably about players 1 through 7 that can make a Pro Bowl. And they've been there and been all pros. So that's the difference there than what you've seen in the past where, oh, they might be a Pro Bowl player at some point. So and you talk about expectations and you go through the exercise of ranking the roster, the players. And this is, if they don't make the playoffs, that's a disappointment. Like, this team is good enough to make the playoffs. You know, it's something that we're still seeing where Teddy Bridgewater at quarterback went 5-0 as a start. Taysom Hill went 3-1. I think that whoever wins the job, which we all assume is going to be Jameis Winston, that the Saints can get to 10-7 and be a playoff team. Now, how good do you feel at 10-7? Again, you got to remember they do play 17 games, which is now the oddball record. But that remains to be seen. But it would be a disappointment if this team did not make the playoffs, in my eyes.
Let me ask you this. When you were ranking, was Drew Brees number one last year for you?
He's been number one for every year I've ever done it. Okay. Obviously not this year, but he's been number one. Last year might have been the first year I questioned.
Okay, and that's where I'm going to it. How different is it to go into a season where that's not the case? Because I would agree with you. I think it's Alvin Kamara. It's the most important player in this team.
I had him at number one. Yeah, and it's funny though. Last year, I had him at number six going into the season, just because he was coming off of a rough season, injuries, and didn't play as well as. People had hoped, and now he kind of propelled himself to me to being the number one asset on your team right now just because of his dynamic nature and how important he needs to be this year to the offense. So it's to me, I jumped Alvin Kamara, and, you know, I'll just go through, say, the top seven, and then it gets after about eight, it could definitely be kind of a toss-up. You know, I had Kamara at one. I put DeMario Davis at two. Mm-hmm. I had Cam Jordan at three. Actually, I take that back. I had Michael Thomas at three. I had Cam Jordan at four. Ryan Ramczyk, five. Teron Armstead, six. Marshawn Lattimore, seven. And then I think after that, you have your question marks about, you know, you could mix and match maybe eight through 13, eight through 12, something like that.
Larry, CBS.com also kind of listed every NFC team's MVP that they think is going to be the MVP of next season. And kind of just sticking with Alvin Kamara, what is his next step? What can he do differently this upcoming season to, you know, improve himself from where he is right now? What is Alvin's next step in being that great player?
Well, I guess the perception is that maybe he needs to rush for 1,000 yards. I mean, he almost did it last year, but still, it's to a point where if he could replicate what he did last year, the Saints should be in really good shape. I mean, he's, you know, 21 touchdowns, you know, was a major force in the ground game, in the passing game, well, receiving game. And I think it's something that, You know, it might even be unfair to even have those kind of expectations for him this year, just because, you know, look, part of that is Drew Brees making the right calls and them being kind of on the same page. And so, you know, how much does that affect Alvin Kamara's numbers, say, if Jameis Winston's the starter? And so, you know, I think, though, that if you get anywhere close to his numbers from last year, he should be a Pro Bowl, All-Pro type of player. And look, we're talking about, if you don't make All-Pro, well, it doesn't mean you're a total loser. I mean, you're going up against some big-time backs, and I assume Christian McCaffrey's going to be back in the mix, and you probably assume Saquon Barkley's going to be healthy, so that adds a couple of more running backs to the top of the chart, say, like Dalvin Cook and Derrick Henry. But look, I think for the Saints to be successful, Alvin Kamara needs to be successful, more so this year than maybe even in the years past.
Speaking with Larry Hole of The Athletic for a few more minutes, it's interesting because I think you bring up a very good point. I think if Drew Brees doesn't miss the games that he does, I think you're talking about Alvin Kamara being a double K. 1,000 yards, he had 932. And, you know, I mean, there was a game or two with Taysom Hill, he was like almost non-existent. And then he caught 756 yards. You know, if Drew plays in those games, maybe it's closer to 1,000. I think that's probably closer than he is. So, because I was going to ask you, can he be a 1,000-yard rusher, 1,000-yard receiver? I think he can be. I think a lot of it depends, obviously, on not just the health of the line, the play of the quarterback. But, Larry, how can a better receiving core, or I would say a more complementary receiving core? And I know it's easy to say, well, who's the number two receiver? But when the Saints had their heyday and their offenses, 9, 11, maybe even 13, Drew literally spread the ball everywhere, and literally every receiver can hurt you, whether it's, you know, down the field with Colston. You had, obviously, Lance Moore getting, you know, first downs. Meacham could hurt you. It just felt like all of the receivers can sort of hurt you. It's one of my ifs this season. Who other than Thomas Ken? There's potential with some of the other guys, but we just don't know.
Yeah, I think when you talk about Kamara being 1,000 and 1,000, that's obviously a rare thing. Christian McCaffrey did it a couple years ago, but who else was around? I think that's part of the
right
thing. And right now, who else is around the offense and Jameis Winston? Michael Thomas, and then you do have question marks. I mean, is Traquan Smith going to be is he going to emerge as this number two guy in a contract year? Can Adam Trautman take a significant jump from his rookie year to year two as a starter and, you know, a big-time pass catcher? And so, you know, the fewer weapons that they have, I mean, the more potential for Kamara to elevate. But, you know, I think, though, that it's teams are going to key in on Michael Thomas. So, you know, Jameis is not going to be shy and trying to go to him. But then where do you go? I mean, do you lean more on Kamara? And so it's definitely a point where if you look around the offense, you probably have fewer weapons that you feel can be major players than you've had in the past. And that's something that you're going to have to try to maybe see players like Smith or Marquez Callaway or Deontay Harris. You need people like that to kind of play a bigger role. And how much does that take away from other players? I mean, it probably would, but it also may maybe give you the sense of that you got to lean more on your two big guns with the Kamara and Thomas.
It's going to be interesting to sort of see as well, Larry, once practice and everything gets going as well, different roles and how it's going to be won. I think that's one of the things that obviously quarterback battle is going to be on the top of everyone's mind is when is it decided? How is it decided? Is it by the reps? Is it by how they do in preseason games? How does Sean approach the preseason games? Could you envision, like I do, each QB is going to get a game, right? With the starters, you would think, at least like the opening quarter, I mean.
Yeah, I don't know if they're going to get a game, but they might get a half. I mean, you could see that. But you're also going to want to see Ian Book. They'll probably want to give Trevor Siemian like some snaps. You forget he's even on the team. I think we'll probably know for sure by the time we even get to the first preseason game, because you're going to be gauging on how many reps is Jameis getting with the ones as opposed to Taysom. And if it's here's the thing. I, if I, this is going to sound bad about saying, all right, if Taysom Hill wins the job, he wins the job. But I think if Taysom Hill wins the job, then Jameis Winston probably just like lost the job. Like, I think it's his job to win.
That's what I feel.
And if he plays so poorly that he does not win the job, that's not good for him, and that's not good for the Saints, because he should win the job. He's a better player. Mm-hmm. And if they don't feel that way, then the Saints team might be in a heap in some of these games, starting off with early this season and going forward. I mean, because I personally don't trust Taysom being the quarterback every down. I just don't.
Yeah, and like I said, when they were made available during virtual mini camp, as we wrap up with Larry Holder here, I thought it just stood out to me. And again, fair or not fair, we can only go by what they say, Larry, and what we hear with our ears. And one quarterback sounded like he's refining playing that position, and others sounds like he's trying to learn to play that position professionally. And that's a big gap to me in the NFL. So I'm just interested, if he doesn't win the job, how is he used? Is he used as much? Because you remember Saints fans last year, Larry, for the beginning part of the season, there was never the right time, much less the right play, to use Taysom Hill. So you wonder, with the new quarterback, is it going to be like that? Jameis Winston's your starter, but, you know, second and four, here comes, you know, Taysom Hill. You just sort of wonder.
Yeah, it's a balancing act. Sean Payton's got to wonder about here, because and also in the sense, look, Taysom Hill's your number two quarterback. Like, he's your technical backup, but
right. You
always have three quarterbacks ready on game day, because if something were to happen to Jameis, then, I mean, would Sean Payton turn to someone like Ian Book and then have Taysom play, and then
Correct. Go
into the next week, and then Taysom is the starter, and just kind of like the route they had to go this past. But still, I think that if you're not using Taysom, and I'm not talking just quarterback, if you're not using Taysom in the Swiss Army knife role, it's probably a mistake. I mean, you need him to be a part of this offense, because he's a different player than, well, a lot of teams, have in this league. And so I think that would be a mistake, and I think Sean Payton would still use him. But still, it's now how many snaps he gets at quarterback, I do think that would be – that is going to be even more of a balancing act, just because, it's not – well, look, it's not like Jameis is known for being a big runner. I mean, look, Taysom can at least – he is at least a threat to throw the ball, but it's definitely a different kind of a different set of circumstances, because if you keep using Taysom, how does that affect Jameis mentally? Are you putting him in there because you don't like
about
what he's doing, or
yep. Or
is he just change up? So it's a balancing act. No
and
question.
Conversely, Larry, if Taysom wins it, you can't have him where he's overlooking his shoulder. I don't know. So, again, intriguing and interesting. Things to cover here in about 3 weeks, man. Appreciate the time today.
All right, Goose. See you, dude.
Yeah, take care. Larry Holder of The Athletic. At Larry Holder's a way to follow him over on Twitter. Quick break. We come back. Jordan, you ready for some top stories?
I'm ready.
I'm ready just for one of your top stories.
Why?
I just want to hear it again.
Okay.
Just want to hear it again. Sports Hangover continues next at ESPN New Orleans.
Heat is approaching, and so are the Red Hot Deals.
Red Hot Deals.
At Greg LeBlanc Toyota in Houma. Shop online at GregLeBlancToyota.com or at the store. Great offers like the sporty 21 Toyota Camry or the Corolla with class-leading gas mileage and complimentary two-year maintenance. Or the stylish and dependable 2021 RAV4 and Highlander. Stop by Greg LeBlanc Toyota and make this a summer to remember with your new Toyota. Only at your number one volume dealer in Houma. Greg LeBlanc Toyota.
This is Renee.
Happy to be here.
She's not some influencer. She's more of a groundbreaker, turning her four-acre lot into a little slice of heaven behind the wheel of a John Deere 1 Series tractor. Renee runs with us because the most important job is the next one.
That's all I got.
Nothing runs like a deer. Hear Renee's story at deer.com.
Run with us. Visit Houma Tractor today, next to the tunnel.
Offshore workers are among the most important members of the Gulf Coast workforce. When a person working offshore or on a vessel is injured, the effects on their family can be devastating. At the King Firm, we are proud to have experience with these types of cases and make it a priority to see that our clients receive just compensation and are treated fairly. If you've been injured, don't play the game of claims with the insurance companies. Ring the King at 504-909-KING or 888-241-8766.
A new name, a new era. TGMC is now Terrebonne General Health System. This change reflects our transition to more of an all-around healthcare partner rather than just a healthcare provider. With new facilities, new innovations, and new ways to help you, we've done more than change our name. We've changed our future. To see what's new at Terrebonne General Health System, visit tghealthsystem.com.
What would you say you do here?
Sports.
Sports.
All day long.
Hello, sports fans.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
You prepped?
I'm prepped.
You have some good ones?
I do have some good ones.
All right.
Here's a look at what's making news. Let's check out the Sports Hangover's top stories.
Oh, where should we begin? Let's start off.
I don't know. You're in control, so. Oh, that was just. I thought that was a real question. Never mind.
No. Well, let's start off on a Pelicans note, real quick.
Okay.
Lonzo, LiAngelo, and LaMelo will likely team up in the Drew League this summer. So we'll see what the Ball Brothers have in store. Hopefully, Lonzo can.
What's the
improve.
Drew League?
Just like a where you get a team together and you just compete in a league. Drew League.
Like for fun?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I was just asking you what it was. I didn't know. Go ahead.
All right. Play the Price is Right, Sounder.
See, he didn't seem very thrilled about that, though. I'm just letting you know. It didn't sound. Wait. Somebody else is unhappy?
Someone else is unhappy.
All right. Time for another update of Who's unhappy as a professional athlete? The 76ers,
Danny Green, said the way Philadelphia fans turn on you is something that needs to change. In the city, during an appearance on the Takeoff with John Clark podcast.
So he's unhappy. He's unhappy, so he's unhappy how unhappy Philly turns on you. He knows the Santa Claus story, right?
I'm sure he does.
Yeah, like that was well before his time. I'm going to just, here's a guesstimate here. See what I did here instead of a guesstimate?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
A guesstimate. I don't think it's happening, Danny. I think that's Philly through and true. Look, man, it's a city that believes Rocky Balboa is a real person. I don't really know.
He is.
I mean, they play the Rocky theme on third down.
They have a statue of him.
Yes. He's a fictional character.
He's real.
But he's, to them, the greatest athlete of all time in the city of Philadelphia. Danny, and I can't blame them. You have a point guard that makes max money that literally won't shoot the ball because he's scared that if he gets fouled, he has to go to the free throw line and pretty much already thinks he's going to miss. I'd be angry too. I'm just saying. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine? It's sort of like what we went through last year with the Pels backcourt times 10.
They were in the playoffs at least.
I know.
I wish I could imagine that. That's what we'd be complaining about. That we should have been in the NBA Finals.
One of Graf's greatest stories was when he told a certain player in the NBA to shoot the ball continuously because he knew he couldn't shoot. Do you imagine poor Graf having to call Ben Simmons?
And another mess.
Yeah, exactly.
On to your next storyline, sticking with the NBA.
Yeah.
Adrian Wojnarowski tweeted yesterday the NBA's 75th anniversary season logo for the 2021-22 season.
I know where you're going with this. Let me cue it up. It's got to be him, right? Did we change the logo? Is it LeBron?
No.
No?
It's not LeBron.
So we didn't change the logo?
No, we didn't change the, like, the
guy. It's not a new player. A lot of people I know have been putting out there that we should change the,
No, it's just the way the logo's shaped.
Okay.
Yeah, and instead of it being that, whatever, the rectangle.
Yeah.
It's now a diamond.
So it's still Jerry West.
It's still Jerry West.
The silhouette of Jerry West.
It's just a 75 next to Jerry West. And a white,
diamond.
White silhouette, right?
Yeah, correct? White silhouette. White 75.
That's, they put like a basketball.
Part blue, right part red. So
like
it's a
basketball
diamond
line.
I like it.
You like that?
I do. Why do you not like it?
How I want to know how much their graphic their graphics team gets paid per year.
Wow. So
just like the NBA Finals logo, whatever happened to the trophy on the court? Now it's just the NBA Finals.
It's presented by YouTube.
Presented by YouTube. Oh, thanks. You sold
yeah,
space for an ad.
Yeah, well, that's how it
to make
works.
Money.
They get paid.
Well, yeah, but he could have made the logo look better.
Well,
boring.
Well, how is it boring? It's a diamond.
Yeah.
I don't think it looks bad at all. I think it's better in a rectangle. You don't like that?
Put in some, like, I don't know, maybe like players
Dude,
in the background.
You listen to music that all they do is talk about bling. That's a bling. That's a diamond. It's a diamond carrot. It's a big old carrot. How could you be unhappy with the carrot?
The West Bank Huda, it looks like a Dollar General version of the regular one.
Oh, come on.
Joel. Could have been way better designed and okay. Should have had Kobe on it.
There's a lot of people that thought that as well. So do you think for this year, maybe they should have made put like a silhouette of like four players or a couple of players or just change everything?
Maybe like, I don't know.
What bothers you about it?
It's just basic.
Have you seen the regular logo?
Exactly. So it's the 75th season. And it's time to make a statement. All right, we've been around for 75 years.
The NFL has three letters and a shield. I mean, what? Name me a logo that's not basic.
No, I'm saying that the new, like, for the 75th season.
I think you're just trying to find things to be like. I'm just telling you, this week. I think this week you're just, nothing makes you, you know what?
I have been unhappy this
Hulk,
week.
Hold on. There we go.
Oh, come on.
Yep. The latest individual to come right on down to I'm Unhappy.
It's trending.
Jordan Kleber. You're just not happy this week.
It is trending.
You're not happy. Danny Green's not happy. Bagley's unhappy. Kelly Oubre's unhappy. Who else has been unhappy this week? Who am I missing?
I'm probably missing
a lot of people have been unhappy this week. Well, look. You're part of the pack.
Exactly.
You're unhappy. Is it time yet for the next top story?
Yeah, it is time for the next.
Is it? Is it really? Just say this. Just don't say what it is, but tease it. Come on.
What do you mean tease it?
Just say this happened 11 years ago.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
Say it.
I'm gonna take my talents to South Beach.
The
I told
to the
you not
to
say it. I said
know.
Tease it.
LeBron, what's your decision?
In this fall, man, this is very tough. In this fall, I'm gonna take my talents to South Beach. And join the Miami Heat.
Miami Heat. That was the conclusion you woke up with this morning.
That was the conclusion I woke up with this morning.
Yeah.
Of the background of the Boys and Girls Club, like, ripping the hearts out of the children sitting in front of them. What do you think of that? That decision? Like,
ruin the
NBA. So you're saying there's a lot of comments that say, it was the best thing he's ever done, and it was the worst thing he's ever done. A lot of people feel that way.
But
that moment was not received very well by a lot of people, like how that was done, right? Like, it was a ESPN special.
Where you going, LeBron?
Where you going?
Obviously, they knew he was going.
Right. Well, yeah, it leaked earlier anyway, but yeah.
Like,
that moment followed the old jersey burning.
Good.
Have you ever burned a jersey?
No.
You've never burned a jersey?
But if I was a Cleveland fan, I would have burned it. I would have never bought another one.
You still have an Anthony Davis jersey?
Yeah, I still have it.
So you never used it to
saw
dry the dog or something like that?
No,
like,
I still have an Anthony Davis signed basketball.
Oh, so you're an AD fan.
No, I'm not. I just like to think of the times before he went, that's all folks on us, and that's the AD I remember. Not the one in the final season of the Pelicans.
The old that's all folks, huh? All right.
He had good intent when he signed the ball. He didn't have bad intent when he signed the ball.
Hour two coming up next. Mr. Tim Grubbs will talk a little Major League Baseball. Nate Osborne, the NOLA Gold at 1:15. Kenny Farrell's Sucker at 1:30. It's your Sports Hangover where we are. Your home for the NBA Finals, and also your New Orleans Pelicans. ESPN New Orleans.
Here's a thought. You wouldn't wear your PJs to an important business meeting, right? So why would you wear your running shoes on a serious walk? You need footwear that was designed specifically for walking. And nobody on the planet makes walking shoes that can even touch Skechers Go Walk Styles, the world leader in technical walking footwear. Skechers are walking shoes specialists, and Go Walk has a variety of technical walking products that will show you what your walk has been missing, like Go Walk Hyperburst with foam that's ultra-lightweight with incredible rebound that helps propel you forward with every step, or Go Walk Arch Fit with podiatrist-certified arch support that gives your walk the comfort and support you need mile after mile. And not only do GoWalk styles bring the tech, they bring the comfort. And with all the colors and designs you love in both easy slip-on and sporty lace-ups. Plus, they're even machine washable and surprisingly affordable. That's walking smart. So don't walk in shoes made for something else. Walk in shoes specially designed for walking. Skechers GoWalk. Find yours at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Sadness and misery, I don't feel either of these. I'm in a good mood.
Okay.
Hey, man, what's wrong?
Well, it just didn't sound very bluesy.
He's probably happy because he found out Honey Nut Cheerios can help lower cholesterol as part of a heart-healthy diet.
Oh, hey, Buzz.
Okay, well, let's try it again.
Smile on my face.
Nope, that's still happy.
Have a change of heart with Honey Nut Cheerios. Learn more about Honey Nut Cheerios by picking up a box at your local store.
G-Shawn. J. Will and Zubin.
Who should start? Mac Jones or Cam Newton? Why are you laughing?
Because it's not a question in my opinion. I know what Keith's going to say.
You really put that out there?
I mean, it's just a game.
Cam Newton, man. Stop, man. I understand we got Mac Jones effect. Stop. Stop it. They didn't go out and build this team right now for Mac Jones to be the starter.
Keyshawn, J. Will and Zubin. Weekday mornings at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, John.
Hour number two, the Sports Hangover. Hour three, wide open. We'll touch on the NBA Finals again. Get your thoughts. Who you think wins?